From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 2nd at 8:55. We have Danny Puff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have positive trade across the board here this morning. September corn up 2¾ at 384¾. The December new crop also up 3 cents or so at 401½. November contract for soybeans up 11¼ at 1027¾. And September wheat up 2 cents or so at 534. Looking at outside markets, the Dow Jones kind of taking it on the chin here for the second day in a row on some weaker jobs data reported from the Labor Department, down 416 in early trade at 39,931 as we dip below the psychological 40,000 benchmark. The September WTI crude also down $2 at $74.31. A little bit more anxiety on this economic situation here in the U.S. and globally with real estate issues and, expectations of the Fed to cut rates here on the September report. So that remains to be seen. News here this morning, China stepped in for the second day in a row to buy U.S. soybeans. That's exactly what this market needs, and we need to see more of it, more volume. Today, they bought, the announcement was 7.4 million bushels of U.S. beans, not a major volume, but it's just a good sign and confirmation that the U.S. is, in fact, competitive on the global stage, and China needs to buy a lot of beans. So we have a lot to sell. So this is good. It will help combat, potentially record yields here. StoneX released their survey yesterday. It's a private survey, and that yield for beans would be 52.6 and 182.3 on corn. So those would be record yields here in the U.S. locally. Illinois state yield to be 210 on their forecast and a 65 yield on beans. I think our agronomy, folks we talk to, think maybe not quite as highly of the bean crop because so many acres were planted later into late May and early June, and that combats record yields potentially. And there's, believe it or not, I think there's some areas it sounds like that are actually too wet and may not be the best thing for beans, as you always hear that they do not like wet feet. So the forecast is actually pretty good for just some sunshine and maybe not so much moisture coming at the beans here. We have a pretty dry forecast for Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri here, and that's probably pretty good. We got a new drought map out yesterday. And when you look at the Corn Belt, where a lot of, these acres are at, it's the question is what drought? There's very little drought on this map. And, you look back on the growing season, it's just kind of this idea of lack of a weather market. The U.S. as a whole, there's a lot of drought areas. They just, it's Rocky Mountain area and Appalachian Mountain area. It's not where a lot of this flat black soil area having drought. So, and is the only exception of that, I would say, is Kansas. Some of their dry land yields have been going backwards here. They've gotten dry, but our top five states, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana, looking like really good crops. I just made a trip to Nebraska earlier this week, and they're expecting record crops in Nebraska as of August 2nd here. They can always get humbled by windstorms and hail in Nebraska, that's for sure. And they're dry land too. If they get hot and dry, that could hurt it. But this extended weather model forecast looks pretty beneficial with cooler and above normal precip for a lot of the Corn Belt. So I think we're just going to wake up one day and have a really good crop. Harvest will be here in, 6 weeks or so. So looking forward to that. Every year's a little bit different. So we're looking forward to the challenge. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.